Spanish Pod. This is your free newbie lesson of the week, and it's called A Recommendation. My name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Hi, Liliana.
This is a great lesson. You know, sometimes you need to know where you're going, if it's good or bad or so-so, you know, or if you want to recommend like a really bad place to someone you don't like, you can also do that.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. Okay, so our key phrase is, ¿Cuál me recomiendas?
Which do you recommend to me?
¿Cuál me recomiendas?
Okay, now this could be a restaurant, it could be a hotel, it could be any number of things.
That's right.
Okay.
Let's listen to the dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Ayúdame a elegir uno. ¿Cuál me recomiendas?
Te recomiendo este sitio. Es buenísimo.
Second time.
Ayúdame a elegir uno. ¿Cuál me recomiendas?
Te recomiendo este sitio. Es buenísimo.
Third time.
Ayúdame a elegir uno. ¿Cuál me recomiendas?
Te recomiendo este sitio. Es buenísimo.
All right, we're back and let's do the translation.
Ayúdame a elegir uno.
Help me pick one.
Ayúdame a elegir uno.
Help me pick one.
Ayúdame a elegir uno. ¿Cuál me recomiendas?
Which do you recommend to me?
¿Cuál me recomiendas?
Which one do you recommend to me?
¿Cuál me recomiendas? Te recomiendo este sitio.
I recommend to you this place.
Te recomiendo este sitio.
I'll recommend this place to you.
Te recomiendo este sitio. Es buenísimo.
That's great.
Es buenísimo.
It's great.
Es buenísimo.
Okay, so let's start at the very beginning. Help me choose one.
Ayúdame a elegir uno.
Okay, now I think even if we're newbies, a lot of us know the word for one, right?
Uno.
Uno, okay? Uno means one, and it's the counting word, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we also have choose, the word for choose.
Elegir.
Elegir, okay? Elegir, you kind of see the word election and elect.
That's
and select
right.
in it, right? Mm-hmm. Elegir, okay? Now, to begin the phrase, we started with help me to pick, right? So,
ayúdame a.
Ayúdame a. No, that's two words. Well, it's kind of three words. It's kind of two words.
Yeah.
This is the verb ayudar, right?
That's right.
It means to help. So when you want to tell someone to help you, you say,
ayúdame.
Ayúdame. That means help me.
Yeah, you have like ayuda, which means ayudar, you know, help.
To help.
And then you just stick in there me, which means me. So help me.
Help me. Now, how do we link that to the word for to pick or to choose?
A.
A. Okay. So ayúdame a elegir uno.
So help me choose.
Choose
in English, you don't have help me to, right?
No, we don't.
So, yeah.
Well, you can. It doesn't, nobody will explode if you say
help me to pick one. Yeah, that's not, yeah.
Well.
Okay, don't think too much about it. It's just, ayúdame a elegir uno.
Okay, help me pick one. And then the person says, which one do you recommend to me?
¿Cuál me recomiendas?
Let's look at the verb, which is to recommend.
Recomiendas.
Recomiendas, right? That's you recommend.
That's right.
Okay, that's the verb recomendar, to recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how do you say you recommend to me?
Me.
Me. Me recomiendas.
Yes.
Okay. And how do you say which one?
¿Cuál?
¿Cuál? Okay, that's a very simple word. It means which.
Yeah, ¿cuál?
Okay. So, which do you recommend to me?
¿Cuál me recomiendas?
And the person says, I recommend this place.
Te recomiendo este sitio.
Okay, now that's nice. I like it when you ask the question and then the answer reflects back the same word of the question, right?
Exactly.
So what do you recommend? I recommend. So how do you say I recommend?
Te recomiendo.
Te recomiendo. That's I recommend to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Te is means to you.
Okay. And then this site or this place.
Este sitio.
Este sitio. And you can imagine that they're pointing to a map.
Yeah.
Or maybe a...
Or maybe they're looking it up in the internet, you know, and, oh, this place is good.
Okay.
Este sitio.
Este sitio. And in fact, they say that it's great.
Yeah, he says, es buenísimo.
Es buenísimo.
It's
that means
so
it's
good.
Really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the verb ser with the adjective bueno, but it's not just bueno.
Es buenísimo.
Buenísimo. When you say ísimo and you put that on an adjective, it makes it way better.
Yeah, it's like the superlative, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's even better.
That's the grammar word, the superlative.
Wow, I said a grammar word.
Excellent.
What is happening to me?
You're so smart.
Let's listen to a dialogue again.
Dialogue, first time.
Ayúdame a elegir uno. ¿Cuál me recomiendas?
Te recomiendo este sitio. Es buenísimo.
Second time.
Ayúdame a elegir uno. ¿Cuál me recomiendas?
Te recomiendo este sitio. Es buenísimo.
Third time.
Ayúdame a elegir uno. ¿Cuál me recomiendas?
Te recomiendo este sitio. Es buenísimo.
Okay, we're back. Now, Lily, recommendations, especially when I'm traveling, I depend on people's recommendations.
Me too, definitely. You
know? And I think that's a really good travel tip. I mean, when I'm at home, I'm used to, like, making my own decisions and you know, choosing. But when I'm away, I really don't know what to do. And usually when I travel, I have a friend, like a local friend, that can tell me, order this, order that.
Yes, that's important because you can go to concierge and ask them, right? Mm-hmm. But sometimes they have, like, this
agenda.
Yeah, they right. have an agreement with the place, so they get a percentage and this and that. So I actually ask taxi drivers, you know, people at the street.
Somebody that doesn't have an interest in
exactly,
your question.
That right. they don't care if you go there or not.
I was just in Mexico, and I don't think Leo realized this, but I was just like, I want what he's having.
Yeah.
It was recommendation without asking for. Whatever he's having, that's what I want.
Yeah, well, you need to follow sometimes the local people. They know better, obviously, mm-hmm. right? So
absolutely.
It's good for you to ask for recommendations, okay? So say, ¿cuál me recomiendas?
Which one do you recommend to me? Mm-hmm. All right, folks, if you have any questions or comments about this lesson, please come to SpanishPod.com. Leave your comments in the comments section. And for now, it's time for us to go. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego. And I recommend you to go to SpanishPod.